Omne Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen.
Gratia Domini nostri Jesu Christi, et caritas Dei, et communicatio Sancti Spiritus, sit cum omnibus vobis.
Et cum Spiritu tuo.
Fratres, agnus commis peccata nostra, ut aptissimus ad sacra mysteria celebrando. Confiteo, Deo omnipotenti et vobis fratres, quia peccavi nimis cogitatione verbo operet omissione, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Ideo peco beata Mariam sempre virginem, omnes angelos et santos et vos fratres, orare pro me ad Dominum Deum nostrum. Miseriata nostri omnipotens Deus, et dimissis peccatis nostris, patucat nos ad vitam aeternam. Deus qui misericordiae januam fidelibus tuis per Pascalia mysteria patere voluisti, respice in nos et miserere nostri, ut qui voluntatis tuae viam te donantes sequimur, a vitae numquam semitis deviemur, per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. About this time, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenists made a complaint against the Hebrews. In the daily distribution, their own widows were being overlooked. So the 12 called a full meeting of the disciples and addressed them. It would not be right for us to neglect the word of God so as to give out food. You, brothers, must select from among yourselves 7 men of good reputation, filled with the Spirit and with wisdom. We will hand over this duty to them, and continue to devote ourselves to prayer and to the service of the word. The whole assembly approved of this proposal and elected Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolaus of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of the Lord continued to spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem was greatly increased, and a large group of priests made their submission to the faith. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ our Lord in you.
Bring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp, with a ten-string lute sing him songs.
May the Lord heal upon us, O Lord, as we place our hope in you.
For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love.
May the Lord heal upon us, O Lord, as he makes our love in you.
The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine.
May your love heal upon us, O Lord, as we place our love in you.
According to John.
Glory to you, our Lord.
In the evening, the disciples went down to the shore of the lake and got into a boat to make for Capernaum on the other side of the lake. It was getting dark by now, and Jesus had still not rejoined them. The wind was strong and the sea was getting rough. They had rowed 3 or 4 miles when they saw Jesus walking on the lake and coming towards the boat. This frightened them, but he said, "It is I, do not be afraid." They were for taking him into the boat, but in no time it reached the shore at the place they were making for. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
After the feeding of the crowd, in each of the Gospels, there is a miracle that takes place as the disciples are crossing the Sea of Galilee. In St. John's account, there's not a focus on either Peter walking on the water himself and then submerging and having to be rescued, not even on Jesus commanding the wind to be still and filling his disciples with amazement. But the focus in this account are Jesus' own words, which have puzzled translators. "It's me" is pathetic, ridiculous, really. "It is I" sounds rather pompous. neither really translate what the Gospel says, ego eimi, I am. And that echoes the appearance of God in the burning bush to Moses, I am who I am. And ego eimi opens up immense, infinite possibility. Immediately in St. John's Gospel, it's going to be expanded by Jesus in his discourse in the synagogue at Capernaum, I am the bread of life. But we can think of, I am the good shepherd, I am the true vine, I am the light of the world, I am the way, the truth, and the life. All these are mysteries that we can be drawn into as we get closer and closer to Jesus at the time of his passion, death, and resurrection. And we will hear, I am, in its simplicity, without any expansion, when we come to the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus replies to those who seek to overpower him, I am, which fills them with awe and causes them to fall to the ground. And so this time we can ask Jesus in our Eucharist to draw us ever more deeply into the mystery of I am. Let us now stand to pray. Let us pray for the bishops who are gathering here for their meeting after Easter. And let us pray especially for Bishop Eric Varden, that his words to them may be words of hope and renewal at this Easter time. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who long to know Jesus but feel themselves being held back by barriers of different kinds. May the Holy Spirit be poured into their hearts so that they may be open to his mystery. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask our Lady to pray with us as we say, Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. And in a moment of silence, we offer up our own petitions and intercessions. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be pleased to accept these prayers we offer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Orate fratres, ut meum ac vestrum sacrificium acceptabile fiat apud Deum Patrem omnipotentem. Propitius Domine quaesum os ec dona sanctifica, et ostiae spiritualis oblatione suscepta, nos metipsos tibi perficem unus aeternum, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Sursum codo.
Dominus et Dominum.
Gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostro.
Dignum et justum est.
Fere dignum et justum est, equam et salutare. Te quidem Domine omni tempore confiteri, sed in hoc potissimum gloriosius predicare, cum Pascha nostrum immolatus est Christus. Pacem in aeternam vitam filii lucis oriuntur, et reni celestis atria fidelibus reserantur. Quia mors nostra est eos morte redempta, et in eos resurrectione vita omnium resurrexit. Qua propter profusis pascalibus gaudis, totus in orbe terrarum mundus exultat. Sed et superne virtutes, atque ad celice potestates, hymnum gloriae tue concinunt, sine fine dicentes.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Salva.
Sanctus est Domine, fons omnis sanctitatis. Ec ego dona quaesum spiritus tui rore sanctifica, ut nobis corpus et sanguis fiant Domini nostri Iesu Christi. Qui cum passione voluntarie traderetur, accepit panem, gratias agens fregit, deditque discipulis suis dicens. Accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes, hoc est enim corpus meum, quod pro vobis tradetur. Simile modo, postquam cenatum est, accipiens et calicem, iterum tibi gratias agens, dedit de discipulis suis dicens. Accipite et bibite ex eo omnes, ic est enim calix sanguinis mei, novi et aeterni testamenti, qui pro vobis et pro multis effundetur in remissionem peccatorum, hoc facite in meam commemorationem. Mysterium fidei.
Mater tua,
memore digitor mortis et resurrectionis eius, tibi Domine panem vitae et calicem salutis offerimus, gratias agentes quia nos dignos abuisti a stare coram te et tibi ministrare, et supplices deprecamur, ut corporis et sanguinis Christi participes, a Spiritus Sancto congregemo in unum. Recordare, Domine, ecclesiae tuae toto orbe diffuse, ut eam in caritate perficias, una cum Papa Nostro Francisco, et universo clero. Memento etiam fratrum nostrorum, qui in spe resurrectionis dormierunt, omniumque in tua miseratione defunctorum, et eos in lumen vultus tui admitte, omnium nostrum quesumus miserere, ut cum beata Dei genitrice Virgine Maria, beato Joseph eos sponso, beatis apostolis et omnibus sanctis, qui tibi al saeculo placoerunt, aeterne vitae meriamur esse consortes, et te laudemus et glorificemus, per filium tuum Iesum Christum. Per ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso,
et tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnes honor et gloria, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Receptis salutaribus moniti, et divina institutione formati, ademus dicere.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos omnibus.
Libera nos quaesumus Domine ab omnibus malis, da propitius pacem in diebus nostris, ut ope misericordiae tui adiuti, et a peccatus simus semper liberi, et ab omni perturbatione securi, expectantes beatam spem, et adventum salvatoris nostri Iesu Christi.
Quia antrum est regnum et potestas, et gloria in saecula.
Domine Iesu Christe, quid existi apostolis tuis, pacem relinquo vobis, pacem meam do vobis. Ne respicias peccata nostra, sed fidem ecclesiae tuae, eamque secundum voluntatem tuam pacificare et coadunare dinieres, qui vives et regnas in saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Pax Domini sit semper vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu
tuo. Offerte vobis pacem.
Agnus Dei, quid nobis peccata mori, miserere. Oh. Veritatis peccata mundi. Miserere.
Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce qui tollit peccato mundi, beati qui ad caenam animi vocati sunt. Domine, non sum dignus, et in feci tecto meam, sed tantum dic verbo, et sanare tua anima mea. Oremus. Sum simus Domine sacri dona mysteri, humilita deprecantes, utque in sui commemorationem nos filius tuos facere precepit, in nostre proficiant caritatis augmentum. Per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.
Ite missa est.